The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello. What does this text mean? I enjoy your show so much more when you guys are just talking like you are.
Is that from the boss?
I don't know, but what is it, like, what do we normally do? We're just talking in another way?
Well, maybe they feel like, you know, how it's too formal, like, coming up next, we'll do this.
Okay, I get that.
Like, we're just, you know, shooting the bull.
Disorganization is what they like.
Yeah. Or spitting the S. Is that what they say?
Shooting it.
No, they never say that.
Chewing the S?
Who
you know,
are they?
Like when you're talking to your buddies, you're chewing on S, right?
Never.
You're shooting it.
Okay. What is the fat? What are you doing to the fat?
Chewing that. You're chewing the fat and shooting it blank.
You're licking.
Not shooting blanks.
Licking the fat.
God, I don't know what you got in mind, but we'll work something out. Wear that little horror shirt that Edith bought you yesterday. The white one.
It was a pretty... It was like lingerie.
Yeah, it's nice.
Have you worn it yet?
Yeah, I was going to ask that, too.
No.
He's probably wearing it right now. You got to put it on later. That wasn't a question. That was a statement. You're going to wear it.
I feel like she'd pay you for
phone
sex.
I'm not matching. I'm wearing a gold bra.
Dang.
Wow.
You got some suntan pantyhose that came with it?
With a black shirt. So I'm a glamour no.
Next time you mop the floor after those dirty dog paws, I want you to wear that horse
shirt.
You ever
to be a Wake Forest fan with those colors on? Yeah.
They don't go.
You're going to put that white shirt on?
I should have worn black on black.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a great song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that white shirt.
Black on black.
Tears on the river, push on the shove. It don't mean
that's
much.
Actually Fat Boy's favorite kind of pornography. And crime. I'm kidding.
No.
It's a joke.
God, yeah, you can tell it's a Friday. It's getting wild.
It was a joke.
All right, so.
Would you hug me? I'd hug me.
He would hug you.
All right,
I had a discussion last night where somebody said, how come you didn't watch Saw, but you're aroused by some other horror film? What is wrong with you? And I said,
oh, yeah, this is stuff right here. It's the right music.
Do you happen to be on a playground? They were talking about a seesaw, perhaps?
No.
That's what they use at the OB.
I said, I don't like to watch people suffer. And it's a bit, but she watched Silence of the
We had to get the jaws of life to get that baby out. AKA
the seesaw.
The seesaw.
That's what I love about your show. You just do a bunch of dirty stuff, and I love it.
Seems improvisational.
When I'm walking around making a skin suit and walking around naked, I love listening to the Rise Guys.
Man, she's got some weird kink, don't she? Like
she loves Jane
Gunn. This isn't like just funny laughter. This is horny laughter.
So
look
weird.
At it.
You're so horny right now during the news over there.
Giggling and diddling.
Terrifier, what is that? The clown thing?
Yeah, that's Art the Clown. Terrifier.
Okay, so I don't like that. And nor do I like...
Same.
You don't like it?
I don't like Saw. I mean, even the guy that, when he was on, he was very nice, but I don't like
But you
like
love this, don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
What's wrong with me?
You're not even a great big fan person. You still love it. Oh, you've been a size 14.
Let's recreate Mick Spedford right now.
Listen, put the lotion in the basket.
Paige is so open-minded, she watches gay porn.
Never.
No?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Never looked at his screen during a show, evidently.
I can only see there's a bar in the front, so I don't see a lot of his stuff.
Oh.
There's a bar everywhere.
Actually, you're dyslexic. That's a bra.
it's a big bra. It's a big bra. Lippman's don't live here anymore. Somebody had a Buffalo Bill clock on Instagram, and I sent it to P1 Waka Flocka, and then he sent me back the line that Buffalo Bill says when he puts his lipstick on. You know, would you hug me?
Oh.
Yeah.
But he doesn't say that word. I'd hug me.
Well, you said it was a Buffalo Bill clock. I was about to say it was John.
It wasn't Dave Guido. That's
weird.
Oh, my God. Josh Allen should dress up like Buffalo Bill from do that for Halloween. He just walks at the they have team parties.
Yeah.
Josh Allen could be James Gum. He walks around tucked in front of his, you know.
What is James Gum?
That was Buffalo Bill. That was his real name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Nobody names their kid Buffalo Bill.
Well, but there was a real Buffalo Bill, right? Cody.
Yeah.
Buffalo Bill Cody.
He hung out with a Wild Bill, didn't he? Hickok?
No, he hung out with Geronimo. which is not
Geronimo.
No. People think Geronimo is just something you say when you like take off or
or when you're falling down a like
Geronimo
a cave.
Yeah, you jump off a cliff. Geronimo.
The kids not do that anymore?
Yell no, Geronimo? They did. They say Native American now when they jump.
Well, in the news today,
oh, that was fun.
Folks were excited when they saw Ebenezer, but not just a regular Ebenezer.
Scrooge.
Guess who is playing him?
Tyler Perry.
Madea.
Katy Perry.
The band Perry.
Michael Dean Perry.
This was at
William Refrigerator Perry.
Comic Con in San Diego yesterday.
Liam Perry.
And
oh, that's a damn Worcestershire sauce.
Christmas carolers. This guy came out of a snowy Scrooge and Scrooge and Marley storefront.
So what are you talking? Okay, what is I don't know what that means. What is Scrooge and Marley?
I think this is like a Christmas thing.
Sounds like something you watch on The Hub.
Jacob Marley. I got you. Ebenezer Scrooge and Jacob Marley.
Okay. So Johnny Depp
Buffalo Soldier
at Comic Con, and it was a big deal because he's playing Ebenezer.
Yeah, you want to be a Buffalo Soldier where you walk around in front of your buddies and tuck your business in?
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah, what was that club. About? What was the Buffalo Soldier? It smelled like Rasta.
Was that a real person? Or is it just a song?
I don't know. Buffalo Soldier. Like, was it someone in...
sent to America, right?
The military. Sent from Africa.
Pull the lotion in the basket!
Anton to carry me home. Sing it!
Do you remember when he yelled that at Catherine Martin?
Oh, Buffalo Soldiers were the first all-black peacetime regiments in the U.S. Army, formed in 1866.
I didn't know they were real people. Buffalo Soldiers.
It formed in 1866.
That was after.
1866.
I know, 17, a year.
100 years after, right?
No.
1770?
No, I'm talking about emancipation.
Oh, okay.
So the year after, there were the... Oh, man, that's... that. Boy, y'all... Oh, gosh, that's wild. That is... you understand what I'm saying? Like, release those chains and now go be... in the military, but you're going to stay segregated, and we're not going to give you a gun. You're going to be the peacetime right?
They must have formed before, right? And just made it public. I don't know. Like, hey guys, we had a secret organization, by the way.
And how did it go? I don't know. Like, civil rights were going backwards in the 40s, and when all that was going down.
Why do we still have the racist houses? That's what I want to know. You know, and you know them when you see them. Real tall columns. You got to drive up 2 miles just to get to it.
The antebellum.
Yes, those.
The antebellum.
Hell, the band won't even call themselves that anymore. They dropped the antebellum.
Oh, Lady A.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lady A.
But we still got the racist houses. That's messed up.
Yeah.
Well, the houses.
Why didn't they go by the D chicks? That would have been cool.
I mean, the houses. The land isn't.
That's a good name.
Shouldn't be stuck with that, you know.
What's even crazier than that?
I don't want people to think that because they live in a home like that, they're bad people.
So when slavery ended, particularly a lot of those around the South wanted to flee the area because they're like, okay, it's not maybe tomorrow you're going to change your mind or whatever. We're going to get, skedaddle.
Yeah, but many
freed slaves went out, west, midwest, where? Guess what happened? And this is like, you're getting ready to smile. This is no punchline. They ended up getting taken back into slavery by Native Americans.
Oh, that's, even if they had papers?
I'm telling you, that is like, wow.
Did they have the manpower to do that though, the Natives?
I mean, I'm not saying it happened thousands of times, but it happened enough that it's historically documented. It's crazy, man. Mm. Crazy.
God, how would that work?
Even in the World's Fairs, like, they had people playing other ethnicities, at the World's Fairs back then.
Well, it's like Shakespeare. The guys played the women back in his day.
I mean.
They're trying to bring it back now, you know what I'm saying?
Did you ever see Victor Victoria? I preferred standing in that direction, if you know what I mean.
I understand how they're funny. The crack is stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You had to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.
Now you can like or not. It really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me.
You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. Playing the, pay attention to the names here. Mm-hmm. Scene two, playing the role of Richard J. Pegg is Fat Boy. Playing the role of Juan Wayne Gacy is Paige. Playing the role of Auntie Emma Grant is Matt Man. And playing the Fat Boy, we got to figure this out.
Yeah, now this is supposed to be Edith Michoud.
It's so no, it's, like, it's not Edith Michoud. It's Edith Masshoe. M A. No, it looks like
that, dude. That is Michoud.
M A S S. H-O-E.
Oh, my
Edith
God.
Edith Masshoe. Edith Masshoe.
Edith, whatever you want to be.
Edith, Edith Masshoe. And...
Wow.
Right? Are we good with that? And action.
Oh, can somebody explain why Dollar General had nine people unloading a truck, three managers walking around with clipboards, and one poor cashier when the line backed up to the frozen pizza? I was in there so long, my damn ice cream turned into chocolate milk.
Richard J. Kimmang, they ain't just standing around. They're stocking the shelves.
Okay, you got to be a we're looking for a Latino.
No,
kind
I'm not.
What do you mean you're not?
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Juan Wayne Gacy. Sounds like, you know, do me a favor, a flavor of me. Damn it, hang on. Do me a flavor and stock one of them behind the register one, a.k.a. Uno.
Hey, guys and dolls. I'm Auntie Emma, owner of Auntie Emma Grant's Gifts and Things at Blank Road Market. Y'all need to give folks a little grace. Nobody wants to work retail no more.
I feel worse than a pocketbook full of goobers. I took my blood pressure machine, I think, and Madison, that line was longer than a funeral procession.
No, it was ridiculous.
You know, Auntie Emma Grant, there's something about you I don't like, but I'm going to figure it out yet. I ain't figured it out yet.
Thumbs down.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I don't know what you say about that, Juan Wayne Gacy. That's because maybe your elevator doesn't go all the way to the top, Pilgrim.
Edited three times. I counted 17 employees in there.
17?
Edited four times. Well, maybe 14. Edited five times. One of them might have been a Pepsi man. Edited six times. Don't matter.
Edith, you counted a cup or cupboard.
Cardboard.
Cardboard display. You counted a cardboard display of Dabo Sweeney.
I didn't see Dabo or his weenie, but that cardboard.
You don't have tough time to wear cardboard in here.
Working harder than the cashier.
Oh, damn. Took me 22 minutes just to buy bread. Oh, Randy.
Well, you know, 22 minutes isn't exactly the end of the world.
Edited five times, 22 minutes, I'd have starved to death.
You wouldn't starve in 22 minutes.
Don't tell me what my body can do, Dick.
Actually, if you don't mind, Edith Masshoe, or Michoud is Masshoe, I go by Richard, thanks.
You should just go by Dick instead of by Richard. Anyway.
Edith, what'd you even buy?
Vienna sausages, cat food, and a pooch needle.
Hang on. Do you even own a cat? Edith Masshoe?
That said pool noodle, not a pooch needle.
Yeah. Edith Masshoe.
No.
Here, Edith. You want these things?
I can't.
I don't. Deek, deek.
No, hold on. We got to go back on that one part. We got to go back. Okay, let's pick it up from, what did you even buy, Edith? And then, Edith, you pick it up right there about the sausage.
Vienna sausages, cat food, and a pooch needle. Noodle.
Pooch noodle. I didn't mean to be so mean with that.
Ah, oh, God. You don't want a cat, Edith, my asshole?
No, I don't. Deek peek.
Then why did you buy cat food then for?
Because it was on sale, Emma.
Edith, that don't even make sense, Mommy.
None of this makes sense. I don't know. No sense. One Wayne.
Miss Edith, you seem awful worked up.
Edited 7 times. I'm clam, I'm clam, I'm calm. Edited 8 times. This is my clam.
Honey, maybe put down the phone for a spell, huh?
Don't you tell me when to put my phone down.
It's just Dollar General.
It ain't just Dollar General. It's the principal.
What's the principal?
I don't know, but I'm standing on it.
Oh, what would have made you happy?
Open register, too.
What if they ain't got another cashier?
Then put the manager on it.
Maybe the manager doesn't know how.
Then put the Pepsi man on it.
Edith, the Pepsi man don't work here.
He does today.
Do you know how to run a register?
No.
Then how do you do it?
I just start yelling prices. $2.99, $7.49. That's probably right. Ladies, drawers, 69 cents.
Now, Miss Edith, have you been drinking today?
Maybe.
Maybe.
It's 11 o'clock somewhere.
Oh, man, sorry. It is 11 o'clock here.
See, that proves my point.
Miss Edith, I think you're confused.
I ain't confused. I got 4 Vicodin in me. I'm sipping Chardonnay out of a Yeti cup. I snort something that looked like a walnut, except it was pure white. These steroids got me feeling like I could splundix a tractor.
Yeah.
And I'm ready to open register to myself with no waiting.
Oh, God. Somebody please take her phone.
Don't touch my phone. Edited 9 times. Who said that?
Edith, I gotta ask you one question.
What?
Why are you yelling about Dollar General on the blank county lost pets page?
Oh, well, if anybody finds my receipt, let yours truly, Edith Masshole, know where my YWAC
is.
God. Oh, my God.
That was great. I don't know what the hell a
pooch
needle is.
If that's what gave me a heart attack, then so be it. Golly bum.
I couldn't even tell you what that was about, but it was great.
It was, exactly. I don't know what it was about either, other than...
you got to look up what a pooch needle is.
Well, I do. And live from CarlRobert.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina, it's time to say... Hey, famous people celebrating a birthday on today, July the 24th. Happy birthday.
Or
suck it.
I gotta be careful. If Paige talked like this at her other job, they'd ask her to leave.
They would.
She's unhinged. Not like old Dean Ambrose, Rough Riders.
No, man. She's,
I'm sorry.
We really should. Can we, if we like went outside in the parking lot during commercial breaks, could we do a Patreon out there? I know they wouldn't let us do one in here.
Oh, that's a good idea. It'd be like a little twist to it. Yeah. Plus, people can ride by and like, hey, blank off.
Yeah. Hey, I just blew the horn in the background. Do you hear me? I will in 8 seconds.
Yeah, if you don't forget about the delay. See how good you remember.
Oh.
But I can't remember which era this was.
It's a female wrestler.
Yep.
She still looks pretty damn good, too.
Is it Stephanie?
No.
No.
She used to date a fellow that would wrestle in his shorts. His jean shorts.
Oh.
Oh, this is Bella?
No.
Oh.
He'd wrestle in his wife beater and his jean shorts.
Shorts?
Flying off the top rope with his long black hair.
Oh, Tori Wilson.
Tori Wilson's birthday.
Billy Kidman.
Yep.
I like this music.
I think Kidman's an agent now, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Or had been.
I don't know if Tori's on the peptides, but she's looking pretty good.
What do you mean on the peptides?
Actually, both Tori Wilsons are looking good. You know, women that take the peptides now, so it's tighten you up a little bit.
What are they for, though? I keep seeing that on all this stuff, and I don't know what it means. I'm not playing dumb right now.
I don't know if it's muscle reconstruction or, like, fat burning, one of those type situations.
I thought it was something for upset stomach.
But you inject them through the needle. So
I'm thinking of Pepsi.
So you got to keep them frozen.
I am thinking of Pepsi.
Pepsi, the joy of Pepsi?
Pepsi AC.
It's born in the Carolinas, you know.
That's Pepsi! You're acting like a sea right now. Pal.
Cool,
that's
dude.
Not
a dead
cool.
sea.
You're acting cool.
Why don't you scroll out of here, pal?
What'd you call you, Elijah
like a
Blue?
Kitty.
I know this for a fact, so I'll go last.
I have no clue.
She's in the club, boys! She's 50!
Oh, wow.
She was in the club last year.
Ah, shoot.
She's 51 today.
Damn it.
Old tour. This wow. one kind of surprised me right here because I was a little off. Still making movies. That movie, Hustlers, she looked pretty good in little bitty underwears. And they were real small.
J-Lo.
Too. It is J-Lo's birthday.
Jenny from the who was that?
She started on In Living Color.
No, I know who Jenny J-Lo is. Who was the it was on that one of those Hollywood shows we used to watch. Coming up next, Jenny from the Black, but he said Jenny from the and he said the C word instead.
Oh, what was it?
He made a big faux pas on live TV.
Was it the 700 Club?
No, it was one of those guys that did like a Hollywood Access kind of show.
Oh yeah. It was seen on 7, I think it was.
It was.
Because you never knew what name you're going to get on
that's
this.
That's true.
I'm still trying to figure out who Fred Armisen is.
Oh, my God. SGT Slaughter.
SGT Slaughter.
Jenny from the Block. I'm going to go 54.
I'm going to go... No, she's older than that. 57.
Just like your favorite sauce. She nailed it. 57 for J-Lo.
57.
I remember reading that about her. And, like, she sleeps with 100 pillows on her bed.
So how is that?
Larry David would not like
that.
I can
relate to that.
Maybe you know the answer to this or not, but like, is she still like all natural?
I don't think she's had a facelift.
Man, she looks real good. Yeah. I think so. She like works
beautiful.
Out and stuff.
Yeah, but like, I mean, every like this little dress here they're showing her in.
No, I like.
She might be on peptides too, to be honest with you.
Well, we all kind of are.
What?
I'm definitely not. I got a bad batch if I'm on them. This show's coming back, by the way.
Not GLP.
You talk about peptides, because they're separate.
Oh, it's spelled with an E. It reads as peptides.
Yep.
Anyway. Oh, it's amino acids.
Yeah.
Building blocks of protein.
You would have to have them in your body.
Paige, I don't know if you realized it, but this guy whose birthday, he was in a different world, but he was also in Euphoria. In the last season.
Oh, God.
Took me a couple episodes before I recognized
it. I watched all the A Different World, but I've never watched Euphoria.
Oh,
is it Kadeem Hardison?
It is Kadeem
Damn.
Hardison's birthday.
Dwayne Wayne.
Oh, yeah.
He was the guy who ran the office in the strip club.
Okay. He's the guy who made flip sunglasses a thing.
Dwayne Wayne. It's coming back. I don't know if he's going to be in it. I don't know if they got
was
Jasmine
the,
Guy to come do
the
it.
The heavy guy or the skinny guy?
He put on a little bit of weight, but he sat in the office and ran the money. He gave Rudy
the
money.
You're thinking of What's Happening.
No, I'm not.
You're thinking of Roran.
I'm definitely not.
I'm not.
Zartan. Paige, you go first since you're cheating.
I don't
her,
know.
On
I'm
a
not.
Roll.
58?
60.
Kadeem Hart on his son is 61 years old today. I don't have baseball music, but I'll give you a couple hints.
Willie, Mickey, and the Duke.
Not any of those three, but the college might give it away for you. Arizona State.
Barry Bonds.
It is Barry Bonds' birthday.
Barry Bonds.
Bobby's boy.
Bobby boy. Not related to Gary U.S. Bonds.
U.S. Bonds.
Favin Bonds.
Bobby Bonilla, by the way, is still getting paid.
Yeah.
So I think another 4 or 5 years for the Mets. Mm. God, who else turned down a contract like that? Somebody else in sports.
Was it Sheffield?
Somebody turned it down.
So it was with the Marlins, right? Or was it Canseco got a considerable amount of money more? Because part of the contract was if you do go to the Baseball of Fame, you have to go in as a Ray.
It wasn't that one. And Otani's backloaded his now to where he gets a lot of his.
Pujols.
Athletes who deferred.
Didn't Pujols do the same thing? Saying he would go in as a Pedro Pujols play? I can't remember.
I don't. Like, he would go in as a Cardinal for sure.
Was Pujols what Edith was trying to say yesterday?
I think so.
Or is that pool noodle?
Pool noodle. Pool noodle.
Peach noodle. Anyway.
I don't know why I can't think of who this was. And it was years ago, but they turned down guaranteed money for like 20 or 30 years.
Damn.
Wow.
Like a Bobby Bonilla type deal.
Barry Bonds, let's see. I could do some quick math here and tell you that.
Bonilla.
But we're guessing Barry, though?
Yeah, Barry Bonds.
I had a change of heart about him.
Why?
Because if it wasn't illegal and nobody was telling him not to do it.
Plus, they could never prove how that helped him.
Yeah. I mean, his attitude was crap.
Yeah, awful.
It was crap.
Rubbed teammates the wrong way.
And he was a dick. But, like, it was the stuff that was available, and there were no rules. So, let's see. 85 is a good 60.
What was he accused of? Steroids.
Steroids. The cream and the
63.
Clear.
63.
62.
He is 62 years old today.
Jesus Christ.
It's the mailman's birthday.
Dang it.
He's real thin.
Happy
now.
Birthday, Jimmy Kimmel.
Dang it.
What?
That
one, boy, they scrubbed that one hard. You
tried
can barely find that little vignette.
Just like the nudes of Tiger Woods. Like, he's working with something that, you know, is probably bigger than what's in his bag.
My gosh. By the way, did you watch Hulk yet?
No, I was going to, but there was a new season of Quarterback. I started watching that.
Hulk. It's good. It's surprisingly great.
God, I hate giving Will Ferrell the benefit of the doubt,
too, at
this
point. Didn't write it. He's only acting.
Carmelo never won, but he went to two finals.
Oh, yeah, against Jordan. God. Jordan, the freaking final shot was in the Jazz, whatever their stadium is called.
It's old Brian Russell, right? Didn't push off.
Byron.
Said his weight was already going that way. He finished with, he's either top two or three in score. I think third now. Kareem second, LeBron's first.
64 or 65, I'll take half.
65.
He's 63 years
God.
Old. Your math's
God.
Off. You goober.
He almost kicked the wall. That would have hurt.
Yeah, it would. That's a brick wall. That's fake brick wall.
Fake brick wall.
Oh, man. Pam Tillis.
It is Pam Tillis' birthday.
Dude, you won't even believe this when I say this. Remember earlier when you played Charlie Crockett and we were talking about his accent or whatever you want to call it?
Yep.
And it almost has like a tinge of sounding deaf, if that makes sense.
It kind of does a little.
So
Trinity River.
I was thinking about how Mel Tillis stuttered like hell.
Yeah,
but then when he sang
like a bird.
And I literally thought about Mel Tillis earlier in this show, and it's his daughter's birthday.
You did that the other day. Yesterday it was Eric LaSalle's birthday. You mentioned him 2 days earlier.
That's weird, man.
You're psychic.
Pause.
I'm physic.
Fisco social baby.
Biscuit.
God. You know what? How old was Karl Malone?
63.
She's got to be. She can't be older than Karl Malone. I'm going to go also. Were they both born on the same
63.
Day?
63.
Pam Tillis, get ready. 69 years old.
No way.
Oh, my gosh.
She don't look it, man. She really don't.
Wow.
I don't know if she's performing much anymore or putting out new music, but I wish she would. You want to guess Linda Carter real quick? Just a big one.
Pam Tillis is the one that said, let's roll, right?
I believe so.
Okay.
Linda Carter.
Shake the sugar tree, bitch.
Linda Carter from Wonder Woman fame.
Beautiful.
From Big Knocker's fame as well.
Yeah, big hips too.
just built like a woman. It likes to, you know,
be in the company of a man.
73? 72.
Oh, I said it's a big one.
80.
75.
Oh.
We lost Gallagher.
Holy moly, what? Mary Mother of God. I just Googled Pam Tillis.
Is she naked?
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Like, how is she 69 years old, man?
See if she's got any nudes.
Let's, well, I will in a minute, but still. Golly bomb, dude. Like,
she's good looking.
Dude, like, serious question. Are there poor people that age gracefully?
I doubt it.
Golly.
I haven't met them.
Like, I oh, it's so wild to me.
Every hobo you see on the side of the road looks like his face either looks like cheese pizza because of meth.
Or like a catcher's mitt.
Or he took a doo-doo bath.
Yeah.
Gallagher would have been 80. D. Gallagher, not Junior. Which I think is his nephew, right?
You won't believe this when I say this. You know what video I watched this morning while taking a poo?
Mike Gallagher?
No. It was from 1970-something. It was Johnny Carson when Gallagher and Chevy Chase were on there together. And Chevy Chase was picking at Gallagher, making fun of him, using, and then Gallagher goes off on Chevy Chase, and they look like they're about to fight.
Oh, God.
So I forgot about that.
What is up with my life?
You know who two people who hated each other was Steve McQueen and Clint Eastwood.
Oh, yeah.
Big
oh, yeah.
feud.
Although I could
have. Why did they hate each other so
I could have seen that because somebody put it out because it was his birthday. That might be why it crossed over.
I think
my
they were on the Tonight Show together when that happened, right? That little blow up they had.
Who's that?
Steve McQueen and Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
John Aniston would have been 93.
They also said Johnny Carson knew that and would book guests that didn't that had issues because it would plop on his show.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Not
smart,
telling,
actually.
Not telling that.
He'd bump people, too. He'd bump comics left and right.
Or you wouldn't invite him over to sit down if he didn't think they were funny.
Yeah. Uh-huh. God, what a dick Johnny Carson was.
Yeah. He was.
Somebody else was doing it at his level at the time.
Didn't he also wasn't nice to his wife, maybe? I think.
I mean, you read some things here or there.
Yeah. Whoever knows if that stuff's
true. Well, wasn't nice to anybody.
Yeah.
He was nice to Dolly Parton. I saw that one.
Well, he should be nice to everyone.
He should.
He should be. He's dead now, Paige. So.
Oh.
Karma got him. Okay. Happy birthday, Pam Tillis. Congratulations.
Yeah. Ridwell, too. Happy birthday.
To?
Ridwell.
Oh, Ashley.
Yep.
Ridwell.
Ashley.
Okay. Have a good weekend. Catch up on the podcast. You got that fussing. You just heard that, though, probably. But I can't think back the last
Michoud.
5 days. Edith Michoud. Edith Masho. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed weekend. Get the podcast. Wash your hands. God bless America. It's good.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I see your